start to just build out that rational, wise mind kind of mentality in talking back to those narratives, those stories that you tell yourself and you continue to perpetuate. And welcome to 2024. I hope that the year is starting strong for you and you've had a really nice festive season with all of your loved ones. If it's not starting strong, that's okay. We can turn it around, I promise. This is an episode that is an interactive episode because I am inviting you to reflect on these journaling prompts or even just reflective thinking prompts, also great conversation starters, because I know this is the season where you might find yourself sitting around having a chat, having a drink, perhaps you're catching up with family that you haven't seen in a long time, or maybe you're just sick of the seasonal small talk that sometimes happens at family gatherings and you want to dig a bit deeper. This is the episode for you to get very reflective and get really intentional as well for the year ahead. So you're probably very familiar with this style of episode. I invite you to just pause the podcast after each prompt and think about it if that feels right for you. Or maybe, like me, you just love to think about these things as you're running around like a little headless chook. Or maybe you will literally take pen to paper and write down your responses and thoughtfully gather whatever it is that drops in for you so you can capture it somewhere. Whatever works for you. There's no right or wrong way to do it. Just quickly, a word from today's sponsors. Unless, of course, you're one of our Venti members, in that case, there are no ads and your episode is about to keep playing.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The first prompt. What activities or practices make you feel most grounded and most connected to yourself, and how can you incorporate more of them into your routine? Such a simple one. We should all be thinking about this all the time, not just at the start of a new year. But what are the actual things that you do, the activities, practices, behaviors, habits that literally make you feel more like you? Not pulling you away from how you feel at your most authentic. When is it that you're like, ah, oh, this is me. This is a bit of me and I feel so good. And how can you incorporate more of them into your routine? Because I will take a guess and say, some of you will know what it is that makes you feel more like you. But then when you think about how often you're getting to do it, it's pretty rare for a lot of us that it's happening on the daily or even on the weekly. Like sometimes it's things like, oh, I feel most like myself when I'm on holidays and I don't have a schedule. Cool. How often do you get to do that? I don't know, once a year. That's not really enough for you to feel like you. And so the reason I love this prompt and I wanted to start with it is have a really honest think about how you can channel some of those activities into your everyday routine, into your rhythm. So sure, you might not be able to have 2 weeks without a schedule, but can you have one day, half a day, a morning where you allow yourself to drop the schedule or whatever else it is? Number two, reflect on your core values and beliefs. I feel like I said core, strange then. Reflect on your core values and beliefs. Are there any adjustments you want to make to align more closely with them in the coming year? If you have no idea what your core values and beliefs are, that is okay. That is not a reason to go, oh, I don't want to think about this. That's just an invitation for you to go, okay, that's probably something I want to figure out in this new year. I do have episodes on uncovering your core beliefs, and we also have the blueprint as well. And the blueprint takes you through exercises you can do so that you will have your top 3 to 5 core values once you've completed those exercises. Are there any adjustments that you want to make to align more closely with them in the coming year? So you have to know what your values and beliefs are. And then you can sort of zoom out and with a bit of perspective go, okay, say my top 3 values are family, making memories, and new experiences, just plucking things out of the air. What can I do to actually make sure that I can align more closely with those things in the new year? And that may bring up things that you have to say goodbye to. What are the things that maybe you need to say no thank you, or absolutely fucking not to, so that you can align with those core values more closely? Number 3, consider all aspects of your life that bring you joy and fulfillment. How can you nurture those aspects in the coming year ahead? So what are the areas of your life that bring you a sense of fulfillment and joy? How do you nurture them in the year ahead? So maybe it's your friendships. How can you nurture your friendships a little bit more? Do you need to be more intentional with remembering things that are important to your friends, or literally setting aside more time for those phone calls or those visits? Maybe joy and fulfillment for you is about volunteering, or maybe it's about time with your grandma, whatever it is. How can you prioritize and nurture those aspects this year? Number 4. Okay, your relationship with time and time management and time allocation. You have probably heard me talk about the importance of keeping a time log just as an experiment. You would never do this every day, every week for the rest of your life. It's way too labor intensive and annoying, and also gives you just like a little bit too much insight into yourself perhaps. But keeping a time log even just for a few days when it's your standard life period, like during like this festive season might not be the time to do it, but when things return to whatever your normal looks like, keep a time log for 2, 3, 4 days, and you will see where you spend your most amount of time and focus and resources. But you have to be very, very honest. So a time log means, like, say you wake up and from 6 to 7, you are making school lunches, you're packing school bags, you're putting on loads of washing. It's pretty much my life. Write that down. Literally filling in what you are doing every single hour. You don't have to get to the minute details of like 6 loads of washing this morning. You can just, you know, title it washing and move on. But just get clear on where you're spending your hours. Because what that intel gives you at the end of completing that activity is the ability to sit down and objectively look at things. We are very emotional creatures, all of us humans, and everything does become very subjective. Our thoughts, our feelings, our experiences, our relationships, we can alter the way we see things and how we feel and how we think based off like all of our lived experiences, our own biases, and our own childhood beliefs, just to name a few. So sometimes it's hard to actually get to the objective facts of how you are spending your time. But I mention this because with this relationship with time prompt and how you allocate it, part of that is asking yourself, are there changes needed to create more space for self-reflection, for personal connection, for those things that bring you joy and fulfillment and a sense of autonomy perhaps? You aren't going to be able to create that time unless you understand how you are spending your time currently. And so we need to objectively look at it and go, okay, maybe you're spending 20 hours a week on the domestic load just across a few days. That's a conversation to perhaps have with your family. How can they step up and support you and carry some of the domestic load? Or maybe you realize, fuck, I'm working 60 hours and I'm only getting paid for 35. So that's another just smack in the face of going, right, no wonder I have no time for these things that actually fill me up. I'm bending over backwards and I'm running myself into the ground. Get the intel. and then explore your relationship with time management, time allocation, and how much time you would actually like for those other things we mentioned, like reflection and connection and joy and all of that stuff. Where can you possibly schedule that in? Do you need to schedule it in like half an hour a day for some creative thinking? Or does it look more like one day a month where it's your whole day that you get to yourself? Or maybe that's unrealistic for you. I think that a whole day a month would probably be a little bit unrealistic for me, but I could definitely carve out pockets throughout the week. Next up, I want you to have a think about the narratives that you tell yourself. So the stories you tell yourself over and over again. Are there limiting beliefs or negative self-talk that you want to challenge and reframe in this new year? There has to be, right? Like, what are those negative thoughts, that negative dialogue that comes in for you, that monologue that's running over and over and over and perhaps telling you you're not good enough, you're not smart, you're not funny, you're not doing enough, whatever it is. How could you start to talk back to those beliefs and challenge that negativity and reframe in the new year? So that might be engaging with a therapist who does specialize in CBT or DBT. Maybe it's reading some books that will help you to challenge the way that you're thinking. Simply writing down your negative beliefs as well as they pop in for you can be really helpful. It can also be very confronting. But if you write it down, you can then start to talk back to it as if you were talking to a friend. And I know that might sound a bit silly, but say you write that belief down that's like, I'm unlovable, I'm not worthy, I'm not kind enough, I'm not whatever it is enough. You can talk back to it. You can go, okay, well, hang on, what evidence do I have to push back on that? Maybe it's kindness. You could write down a few times that you are kind. You could maybe push back and write down the times that you do feel loved and the people that you know you're loved by and why you're worthy, and start to just build out that rational, wise mind kind of mentality in talking back to those narratives, those stories that you tell yourself and you continue to perpetuate. Our brains want to prove those stories right. So if you have this belief that you are a certain way and it's not serving you and it's negative, your lovely little brain, in a way, wants to make you feel safe that you can predict the outcome and that you do know yourself. So then you start to subconsciously seek out ways to prove that that narrative is true, even if it's not true. So starting to talk back to those beliefs and challenge them is an incredible practice to get into, especially in terms of setting yourself up for the year ahead. Have a think about those prompts. I also apologize if you can hear the dog snoring in the background. Hopefully you can't, but you might be able to. Happy New Year. I appreciate you being here. Complete those prompts and let me know if you like this style of episode.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Before you run off, I just wanted to mention that over on Sunroom, you're going to find exclusive content that will be seen nowhere but Sunroom. And the reason for this is Sunroom is a safe platform. Things can't be screenshotted, they can't be shared or taken out of context, really. Sunroom is the inner circle, and I am over there sharing workouts, reflections, honest, truly raw thoughts and feelings, instant reactions to certain things that are going on in my life, and so much more. Over there, you can also organize your own custom experience. If you've ever wanted to book a mentoring session with yours truly to perhaps take your idea for your own podcast and start creating, Maybe you have a podcast already, but you really want to learn some of the tricks of the trade when it comes to monetizing, streamlining, pitching to guests, or just creating a stronger podcast in general. I'm the first person to say I am not a business strategist, but I certainly am someone who loves the podcasting space. And with over 400 episodes under my belt, I will happily help you to learn from the mistakes I've made in the past and to cut out some of those tricky lessons and to just benefit from that experience. I love talking about podcasting and personal branding. So if you want to book a session with me, you can do that through Sunroom as well. You can also receive personalized voice notes and advice and so much more over there. Link is in the show notes. So come on over, join the inner circle, and the circle is small. So the messages are getting answered quickly and I am available to you over through the Sunroom app. Link is in the bio. Today's podcast episode was recorded on the land of the Bundjalung Nation. In the spirit of reconciliation, we acknowledge the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respect to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.